You're listening to 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. This past Sunday, residents gathered at the beach at Sexton Plaza in Vero Beach as Indian River County and Coastal Connections officials excavated a sea turtle nest. We attended and prepared for you this audio postcard.
Good morning, folks. How are we doing today? You guys ready to see a turtle dig?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. All right. So, my name is Quentin Bergman. I work for the County of Indian River, and we have a partnership with Coastal Connections, this nonprofit that puts these events on. And what we're doing today is called a nest excavation or a nest inventory. We want to count how many hatched eggshells there are and how many unhatched eggs there are. And that gives us an idea of how many total eggs and what's the reproductive success of this nest. So we want to look at the emergence rate and the hatching rate, which are two different things that some data that we record, and we will actually send that into the state. And that information is really crucial for making policy, making management strategies, and the sorts. So does anyone know what kind of nest this is? What kind of turtle laid this nest? These kids down here, what turtle is this? Yep, loggerhead. Nice. Okay, so you got a loggerhead. What are the other two species of turtles that nest on our beaches? Do you guys know? But you guys in the front, what do you got? Green turtle's right, exactly. And the last one, the really, really big one.
Leatherback,
exactly. So we have loggerheads, green turtles, and leatherbacks that nest on our beaches here in Indian River County. So how many nests do you guys think are in Indian River County? It's 22 miles. Any idea how many sea turtle nests are on our beach? 20? A little higher than 20. 1,200. Getting a little closer. There's actually over 7,000 nests right now in Indian River County. We're all familiar with chicken eggs. These are a lot softer. So the reason they're softer and they have a little bit of give to them is when that turtle comes out of the water, digs a hole, and drops the eggs down, those eggs are hitting the other eggs, and they're falling in about a distance about this much. So those eggs need to be a little bit soft. They'll hit each other, and they won't break. Our numbers are in. So we've counted up our eggshells, and we've done a little bit of math here, and we have 74% hatching success?
Yeah.
105 eggs in this nest. So about 75% of those actually hatched. And we did have one straggler. Now, a little bit of the straggler is feeling a little bit weak, so we're not going to release him today. So what we're going to do with this turtle is we'll take him in for the night and monitor him and see if he's doing okay. And then if he's doing a lot better tonight, we'll release him at night.
The lone hatchling found in this nest was a bit lethargic. It was passed around for those gathered to see, but state laws ban the public from handling hatchlings. This was the last turtle nest excavation in Indian River County this year, but there are others. An organization does them in Brevard County and another in Juneau Beach, as well as in Martin County. We'll have a link to where you can find more information on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.